The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
James Crumbley about to face trial, or actually is facing trial as you're watching this right now. Four counts of involuntary manslaughter, the same counts that his wife, Jennifer Crumbley, was found guilty on recently, all stemming from Ethan Crumbley, their son, the school shooter at Oxford High School, executing several of his classmates. Is this going to be a different case, or is this pretty much going to go down the same way? Defense attorney Bob Motta, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, joining me to discuss. What do you think? Same repeat here, just different person? Or is this a dramatically different setup than what Jennifer had?
Yeah, I think it's going to be different. I think that there's different facts. I think that he was negligent, recklessly negligent in different ways than Jennifer was. So we're going to see different evidence for certain. This is not going to be like a instant replay with just we're plugging James Crumbley in instead of Jennifer Crumbley. There's going to be a lot of things that we didn't see and hear about, or maybe that were intimated to during Jennifer's trial, but we're going to get into it a lot more in this with respect to what he knew and what he should have known and what he did and what he didn't do and what he should have done. So it's going to be different, but I think it's going to be the same result.
It seems like a lot of the testimony that was given, at least in Jennifer's case, about him was he was driving for Uber and he was very absent for quite a while, lost his job, was depressed, trying to just make ends meet and do whatever he could for his family. And that involved being in that car, doing the Uber driving. How much do you think that's going to play into this as far as him being present or having a part, you know, in his son's life leading up to the shooting?
I mean, it. I think the defense will try to use it maybe a little bit that he was dealing with his own issues. That does not absolve you as you know from your duty as a parent to make sure that you know what's going on in your kid's life. Ultimately, you know, I think the bigger facts in this case are going to be is that he is the one who physically purchased the weapon. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a very different fact than, you know, Jennifer, like they were saying, well, she didn't know. She didn't even know that he bought him a gun until he brought the gun home, you know, so that's going to be a big thing there. You know, but ultimately at the end of the day, you know, they're going to be hammering home on the text messages between Jennifer and James, you know, just talking about the things that were going on with Ethan and, you know, some of his responses, which were, you know, to say the least, they seem to be disregarding what was going on with his son, you know, kind of like rub some dirt on it. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine type.
Suck
thing.
It up were the words. Yeah. Yeah. Take some exactly. pills.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, those things are all going to come out. And then ultimately the thing that I always thought was the most just damning, most powerful piece of evidence is of course the note, you know, that Jennifer was sent and that he saw and was in the office, you know, the morning of the shooting. And, you know, that fact alone for me was what really put me over the edge in terms of culpability. You know, it's hard to know what your teenage kids are doing all the time, you know? So like if I had cut off the fact pattern right there mm-hmm. and had that note or the math test not existed in my world, I may have been more easily swayed in terms of, I mean, you know, it's possible that they wouldn't know because teenagers, look, they're learning how to become adults. They've got their own things going on. Many times they don't want us involved in their personal business, mm-hmm. you know, and that seems very much to have been the case in that household, you know, whether or not the text to the friend from Ethan to his buddy was like, I've asked my parents for help. I asked my dad for help. And they ignored it. Whether or not they can prove that up in terms of James will be interesting, mm-hmm. you know, because if he's begging for help and they're ignoring it, then it's even more damning, you know. Yeah. But I just don't know if he's telling his buddy that and it never actually happened, you know. But I anticipate it's going to be the exact same result.
Yeah.
I'm surprised a little bit and not that he didn't plead out. Because I don't know what the offer is. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, and we don't know what the sentence is going to be. You know, they really rushed this trial because I think they wanted to beat sentencing because, you know, ultimately it's going to fall on the judge at this point. And I don't know what the offer is. The offer may have been something astronomical where the defense is like, all right, well, you're trying to give us a 60 on this. You're trying to go full boat on this thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what the judge is going to do. Like and we don't know where the judge is going to fall on this. The judge could fall on, you know, going on the minimums on this, and we don't know, and we won't know until sentencing. So like for his defense attorney, that's, you know, you're in a tough spot in terms of advising your client as to what you should do or sure. what you think that they should do, you know? So, that was something that I thought was kind of an interesting thing. And I would have thought that they would have tried to delay the trial. Which I think the judge would deny it anyway, but I was surprised that they didn't try to do it.
One thing that happened in Jennifer's trial, they had school witnesses take the stand, talking about, you know, the emotions of what was going on in that school as the shooting was going on, turning over bodies, determining who was what. One teacher had the moment of realization that it was Ethan who was the shooter. This is a trial that's not necessarily about the actual shooting itself. It's more so about what led up to it, what allowed the shooting to take place. Do you expect to see those same type of witnesses in this trial? Should they have even been in Jennifer's trial? Obviously, they play well to a jury if you're trying to convict somebody because it was emotional as hell. But at the same time, again, I could see him in Ethan's trial. To me, it didn't make a lot of sense in Jennifer's trial, but you're more of the expert on that than I am.
Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry.
Sure.
So I think ultimately what's going, they're going to have to put them on because what they have to do is they still have to remember it's involuntary manslaughter, but it's still a homicide case, you know? So it's basically, they're going to have to prove the element that people died in the shooting.
Okay.
And that as a result, so they're going to have to put those witnesses on. Whether they'll put as much on, I doubt it. I think that it kind of went a little over what it needed to, but they have to prove each and every element of the crime. And even in involuntary manslaughter, again, that still falls under the homicide statute. You know, you have first degree, second degree, and then you have manslaughter and then involuntary manslaughter. Those are all homicides. You know, what the difference is in intent. You know, the intent aspect of it is missing for involuntary manslaughter, meaning they didn't have to intend for somebody to die in order to be convicted on it. But they still have to establish that people lost their lives or a person lost their lives in order to prove up each and every element of the case or of that particular charge.
It does seem to me that these parents fairly ignorant when it comes to mental health. There's ignorance, there's willful ignorance, and, you know, there's, you know, just, you know, I don't give a shit about my kids. I don't think these were people who didn't give a shit about their kids. I do think they were ignorant, but were they willfully ignorant? Is it okay to expect parents to know in what mental health needs their child has all the time, especially when they are getting advice from the school saying, you know, it's okay, the kid can stay here. They could have brought him home, but I mean, they were getting some advice in some places and some in not. I mean, it's easy, very easy, I think, for you or for me to say, you know, if my kid was doing this, first things I'd be doing would be getting mental health help. I don't think that that's always the initial reaction that some parents have just because of their knowledge of what that means and what that is and the stigmas that may have been surrounding them throughout their lives. Is that something that should be taken into account? Or is this just more so figure your shit out and then be a better parent?
Yeah, no, I think that it is. And, you know, going into the Crumbly case, which I covered on my YouTube channel, which everyone, when I cover trials, you should really check it out.
Yeah.
Defense Diaries podcast. You know, my wife and I are both criminal defense attorneys, and we give a different perspective than a vast majority of the true crime channels out there.
Yeah.
But like going into that, I felt it was a very, very critical case for the, not just for Michigan, but for the entire country because of exactly what you're talking about. And that is dealing with the accountability of parents with respect to the actions of their children outside of their presence. And, you know, I kept trying to tell people, I'm like, look, if she's found guilty on this thing, it changes everything moving forward in this country, not just the state of Michigan. And I think that we talked about that after that verdict,
but
you know, it's going to be a case by case situation. It's not just a blanket thing where people are like, oh no, every time my kid does so much. No. But what they're going to do is they're going to look at it.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, look, you know, you had every warning sign you needed and you chose to ignore it. And because of that, we're going to hold you culpable for it. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I've got four kids. You know what? And my bar is what my bar is in terms of being a parent. You have to be present in your kids' lives. Now, if I had no knowledge whatsoever that my kid was off the rails and somehow that was flying under my radar and they couldn't prove that I had knowledge of it, then I'm not guilty of anything. If I knew or should have known because I had warning signs left and right and I just wasn't doing anything about it, then you know what? If somebody lost their life, I feel that I'd be culpable for that. I'd feel guilty. I'd feel like, man, if I would have done anything as a parent, if I would have been more involved in my kid's life, those kid or that person wouldn't be dead. You know, so that's ultimately what's going to happen with it. So, and again, in this case, man, that math test did everything for me. I don't even care what preceded it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, we know that there were texts from Ethan to Jennifer, you know, about the spirit or the demon in the house throwing the bowls around. And she, you know, she basically said, you know, that's just him. He's just, you know, he thinks the house is haunted and he's got the Ouija board in the basement. He's just being Ethan being Ethan.
Yeah.
And, you know, but when you're handed that math test and it says the things that it says, But most importantly to me, where it's saying the thoughts won't stop, help me. Mm-hmm. And you leave your kid in that school, and I don't care what anybody in that school would have been saying to me. If that's me in that seat and that's handed to me, I'm taking my kid out of school right then and right there, and I'm going to have a long conversation with my child. And if I feel after that conversation that they've got something going on that I need to be exceptionally worried about more than I already am after being handed that piece of paper, then I'm probably taking them to a hospital to get evaluated for a 72-hour hold because I'm worried, number one, about their safety, mm-hmm. and number two, about the safety of others.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, to me, there's just, like, when you're handed that type of note, there's, like, no one, like, I, you know, people were giving me pushback on it. I'm like, I ain't hearing it.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, like, that in and of itself tells me my kid is begging for help, like, unequivocally. Sure. Help me. It said it in bold, in all caps. Help me. For me, that did it. So in terms of moving forward in this country, I mean, we're on the hook in a way that we weren't on the hook up until that guilty verdict came in. So, you know, pay attention to your kids.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.